streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tropical Storm Ernesto is pounding Puerto Rico with heavy winds and torrential rain right now. Officials have closed schools, opened shelters, and warned of more trouble to come. CBS News Philadelphia meteorologist Bill Kelly.
That's going to cause major flash flooding. Then the focus goes to the north, and we're talking about Bermuda on Saturday. This could potentially be a direct hit, Category 2, maybe Category 3 storm, with those winds up to 110 miles per hour or so.
A Gaza ceasefire talks are scheduled to resume tomorrow in the Middle East, but Hamas has already announced it's boycotting over the recent assassinations of two top leaders. The BBC's Yolande Nell is in Jerusalem.
Still really no sign of a breakthrough. We're expecting these talks to take place probably in Qatar tomorrow. We've had the US and the leaders of Egypt and Qatar really urging Israel and Hamas to come to what really being presented as last-ditch talks.
Minnesota's governor pumped up California Democrats without Kamala Harris by his side. CBS's Jared Hill.
Rallying union votes in Los Angeles, Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz kicked off his first solo campaign trip since joining Vice President Kamala Harris's ticket, defending his military record.
I'm going to say it again as clearly as I can. I am damn proud of my service to this country.
But focusing on Harris's plan for the economy.
Vice President Harris goes to work every single day to make sure families don't just get by, but they get ahead.
Voters in Missouri will decide in November whether to guarantee abortion rights with a constitutional amendment after the Secretary of State certified an initiative petition. Opening statements get underway today in Nevada in the murder case of former politician Robert Tellis, who's accused of stabbing a journalist to death. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
The prosecution will have the burden of showing that, in fact, this was a killing against a journalist, which is very rare, because the politician, Tellis, was upset about what was being reported about him.
Jeff Garman's articles allege Tellis created a toxic work environment. Label this one stuck in space and doing great. NASA holds a news conference today to talk about the future of two astronauts stranded at the International Space Station. Darren Wilmore's dad, Butch, is one of them.
All of my college friends call him Astro Dad. It's kind of a joke that we're all like his little fan club.
He and Suni Williams could be in space for another 6 months over issues with their Boeing Starliner spacecraft. S&P futures are up one. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A $68 million project for the King Center in Racine has gotten the green light from a city committee. This week, the Finance and Personnel Committee approved the project for the Lincoln King neighborhood. The development will feature a modern community center, health facilities, and outdoor recreational spaces. Construction could start later this year. Ben DeSmid secured a decisive victory in the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 65th Assembly District. He beat Kyle Flood. The Kenosha seat became open after longtime incumbent Todd Onstad announced he wouldn't seek re-election after serving for 12 years. DeSmid will now face Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November general election. A 60-year-old Racine man faces multiple felony charges for allegedly selling fentanyl-laced crack to a confidential informant. The transactions involving Christopher Mayfield reportedly took place in June at a home on May Street. He's in court tomorrow. And for the sixth year straight, Gateway is getting money from Metallica. The Technical College has again secured the Metallica All Within My Hands scholarship. The $5,000 grant will aid students in the advanced manufacturing program, giving them skills needed for the growing workforce demand in automation and robotics. A statement says the initiative has led to many students finding employment with prominent industry partners. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I get like, I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms late, 67. Tomorrow night, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain could be heavy with an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Just on a Caribbean cruise. I was working there. Anybody ever been on a Caribbean cruise?
No, it's real stupid.
You pay $3,000 to ride around the Caribbean on a luxurious ocean liner, eating expensive French food and drinking champagne while you visit poor, crappy little countries. What's the point of this? What are they burning over there? Just go back to the ship. They have caviar. I don't like to go to other countries, though, because first thing you do when you go to other countries, right, you get there, they want to exchange money. I'm sorry, I have money. I don't need to exchange money. So they make you give them perfectly good American money, and they give you back something that looks like birthday napkins for a five-year-old. All these stupid colors, pictures of people you've never seen. This is our queen. Oh, that's an ugly woman. Devalue this. No idea how much this stuff is worth. You see, there's 4 bobos to the dollar, 18 gazingas to the bobo, 40 hagangis to the... And pretty, you just go, look, take what you want. I'm a moron.
Look at Molly now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. No, help her. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pumpkin and I like a mad fat. Devil with a cigarette. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on.
to me now.
That's a phrase we don't use anymore. Sock it to me. What happened to that? I guess that went out with Groovy. Sock it to me. Remember we used to say that? Sock it to me. Hey, man, that's Groovy. I like Groovy. We should bring that back again. It's better than, hey, bro. I like Groovy better. All right. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen at 610 here on your, what is today already? Wednesday, hump day, midweek. Have you checked all those orange barrels lately? Wow. What's going on out there? They closed down Main Street today. It's closed from, I want to say North Main Street's closed from near St. Patrick all the way to the Firestone station. It's closed. You got to get around it. And I had to find my way around it this morning. I didn't know how far down it went. So I kept going down the side streets. I said, oh, that's no good. Now I got to go back. And I kept doing that because I didn't know how far down it went. Then I found out it went down to the Firestone station down there. But anyway, yeah, so if you're traveling on Main Street today, North Main, it's closed at a certain part for several blocks. I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing something. Then yesterday, I had to meet Kurt Vollman, and I went to lunch yesterday. And I was going through the barrel slalom there on Rapids Drive. Wow! Some guy on Yacht Street, where all the barrels were, he was coming right at me in my lane. And I started backing up. Guy was nuts. Anyway, it's crazy out there. Just be careful driving. That's all I got to say this morning. Just be very careful. Mostly sunny today with a high near 80. Cloudy tonight. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Right now it's overcast and 60 here at Radio Park. The five stair steps. Ooh, ooh, child at WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
To be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
They're called the Five Stair Steps. I think it was their mother who put the group together, and they were all siblings. And when you stood them next to each other, they went, you know, higher, 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 higher. And all five kids were, you know, like, you know, a stair step when they stood around, you know, next to each other. And her mom called them the five stair steps. That's how they got their name. Now you know. Now your morning's complete. Well, a new study found that ugly men live nearly a year less on average than those who are considered good looking. And unattractive women live 2 years less than those who are blessed with good looks. I'm in trouble. What do I do?
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the healthy dinner out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda. It is WRJN local news, timeless hits. You know, yesterday was Left-Handers Day. Do you know that? Yeah, left-handed people know that, though. Here are a couple of things you might not know that are designed for righties, not lefties. Credit card machines, measuring cups, zippers on jeans. Let's go through them. There are two of them here that I really didn't know about. Talk about the credit card machines first. The swiper is always on the right. And if there's a pen, it's tethered to the right side of the machine, like the pens at the banks. And it's harder for left-handed people to swipe it because it's just on the other side of the machine. Never thought about it. How about measuring cups? If you hold one in your left hand, you're stuck measuring in milliliters instead of ounces. I tried that last night. It's true. You pick it up with your left hand, and the milliliters are on one side. My daughter's a lefty. And she had, you know, you have to get along in this world if you're a lefty. But when she was in grammar school, she couldn't use the scissors because if you try to cut something with right-handed scissors with your left hand, it doesn't work because you're trying, your fingers are trying to separate the scissors. It doesn't work. So we got her a pair of left-handed blunt scissors when she was in first grade. And the teacher said, school district said only our scissors. She has to learn how to do it with her right hand, which I thought was wrong. I thought, you know, poor kid's left-handed. What are you going to do? We got to repair them. They were the same exact scissors as the school had, but they were left-handed scissors. Then when she played the clarinet, she had to learn how to do certain things with her right hand in life. But I never gave it much thought when lefties, they have it a problem sometimes. And, you know, the shift in the car is always on the right. Just for the heck of it, see if you can do it with your left hand. See if just, you know, pretend there's a gear shift on your left side. It's a little tricky. It's not comfortable to do it. So to all you lefties yesterday, I salute you. You're getting through life just fine. It's going to be a sunny day today. Highs near 80 right now. It's a little overcast. 60 degrees here at Radio Park with local news and time of the sets at WRJN.
You love brownies? Who doesn't? Well, O&H Danish Bakery is again featuring their new brownie Kringle, which was a huge hit. Rich and decadent. O&H's sensational Kringle pastry has a delicious filling of their famous brownies. It's made even better topped with vanilla bean icing and sweet chocolate curls. You will absolutely love it. Brownie Kringle, a new Kringle creation from O&H Danish Bakery. Get one today at the O&H Danish Bakery store near you in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a puddin' shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Until I kiss you, and then
summer night.
Listen all week for your chance to remember the king at WRJN. It was 47 years ago this week on August 16th that the world lost Elvis Presley. So all this week, Cindy Huber has your chance to win some truly vintage Elvis vinyl albums we scoured the record stores for to pass out to you. Yep, they're used, but they're Elvis and vinyl. So keeping with our timeless theme, Cindy has all the details for you. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays right here at WRJN. Elvis Week. Elvis Vine. We've got the album sitting right in front of me here. Boy, does that bring back memories, those Elvis albums, huh? Speaking about the king, is Kentucky Rain at WRJN.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go. Never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
local news and timeless hits with the King, Elvis, on WRJN. Hey, you know, some TV workplaces seem like a nightmare. Others seem like places you'd really like to work at. Ranker.com asked its followers about the ones you'd like to work at. Here's some of the most popular answers. The Pawnee Parks and Recreation Department from the TV show Parks and Recreation. Cheers. We're talking about the bar from the TV show Cheers. Dunder Mifflin from The Office. I wouldn't want to work there. And how about the Springfield Nuclear Power Plant from The Simpsons? Hey, it made the list. It's 6:30 now at WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A $68 million project for the King Center in Racine has gotten the green light from a city committee. This week, the Finance and Personnel Committee approved the project for the Lincoln King neighborhood. The development will feature a modern community center, health facilities, and outdoor recreational spaces. Construction could start later this year. Ben DeSmid secured a decisive victory in the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 65th Assembly District. He beat Kyle Flood. The Kenosha seat became open after longtime incumbent Todd Onstad announced he wouldn't seek re-election after serving for 12 years. DeSmid will now face Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November general election. A 60-year-old Racine man faces multiple felony charges for allegedly selling fentanyl-laced crack to a confidential informant. The transactions involving Christopher Mayfield reportedly took place in June at a home on May Street. He's in court tomorrow. And for the sixth year straight, Gateway is getting money from Metallica. The Technical College has again secured the Metallica All Within My Hands scholarship. The $5,000 grant will aid students in the advanced manufacturing program, giving them skills needed for the growing workforce demand in automation and robotics. A statement says the initiative has led to many students finding employment with prominent industry partners. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We're just a couple weeks away from what could become some of the busiest marketing times for dairy. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, beginning in September, the dairy sector should start to see more interest from retailers looking to build their inventories for the holidays. But will that be the case this year? Mike North, primary trader with EverAg out of Platteville.
That ultimately is our normal seasonal peak. It's when we love to be active in the marketplace, and this year looks like it's well supported to be active there again. Yes, that's the time of the year when, you know, school milk is starting to suck some volume back out and compete. We're ramping up for the holidays. All things hit right around that September, October timeframe. And so it's hopefully when we're going to get a better look at even some better prices, but don't look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say.
All right, let's keep our fingers crossed. Mike North, one of the primary operators with EverAg out of Platteville. We'll give you the dairy market numbers as well as the rest of our grain trade and overnight activity. That's next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
It was a good day in Chicago for the barrel cheese. It was up 7 cents to 216. 40-pound block cheese on Tuesday up to a 202. Double A butter came down 2 cents, 312 a pound. This morning in overnight trade, September class 3 milk that goes into cheese, it's down 6 right now at 21.28. October closed 9 cents stronger, 21.66 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn's down just a half, 396 and three quarters. November soybeans are up 3 and a quarter at 965 and three quarters. September wheat right now down 3 1/4, 525 and a half. There's your market update for a Wednesday morning. Don't forget more news anytime, MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms late, 67. Tomorrow night, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain could be heavy with an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
And so here we are, and I'm all grown up now, which is strange. You know, I'm a man now, which, you know, it happens so fast. That's the thing. Time flies by, but you age so gradually that you don't really realize it's happening, and then one day, everything hits you all at once. You're like, wow. I don't even know when it happened, man. Overnight. Just went to bed a young man, full head of hair, woke up a bald man with a coin purse. Just one day, bing. Grandpa. But I love it, man. It's the handiest thing. Keeps my front pocket real quiet. Keeps all my change in one handy little place. Except now I'm that guy at the front of the line going, how much? You can't stop it. You can try if you'd like, but you can't. I'm going to get old. I'm going to do old guy stuff. The other day, inexplicably, just started picking my ear with a key. I'm keeping old man hours now. That's horrible. 8 o'clock at night. 4:30 in the morning. All right, let's go do stuff.
Timeless Hits with Johnny Rivers at WRJN. There's a fun fact for you. You don't see Westerns much on TVs these days, but Westerns were once so popular on television. In 1959, there were 30 primetime Westerns on TV on the three networks. 30 of them. I'm trying to think of some of them. Well, obviously, Gunsmoke. You had Cheyenne, Sugarfoot, Lawman. Only because I like these Westerns. Have Gun Will Travel, Wanted Dead or Alive with Steve McQueen. I'm trying to think of some of the others on there that I may have missed. But you had all these great Westerns on TV, and now you have none. On cable, you got Yellowstone, but it's really a modern Western. It's not really a Western. What happened? I love Westerns, and they got rid of them all. They're phasing me out. 640 WRJN, overcast, 60 degrees now at Radio Park. Bye. WRGN, big deal of the day, 50% savings. Like 50%, that would be, what, half price? Let me carry the two, subtract. Yeah, 50%, half price at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Now, we forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouthwatering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Mm. Or shake up your taste buds with pudding shake. I like that. Or indulge in a freshly baked cookie, brownie, or cinnamon roll. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $10 gift certificate for $5. Let me see, that's half price, right? $5. Okay. Yeah, it's half price. Today only, WRJN Big Deals. Local news and timeless hits.
forbid your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody. Everybody remembers that from the movie Ghost, but it was actually around since the 40s, I think that song was. All right, you know, we see TV personalities and movies, you know, movie stars. We think, oh, those are really nice people. All right, let's find out just how nice they really are. People over on Reddit are sharing their negative experiences working with famous actors. Are you ready? Now, I glad to clean this up a little bit. Blake Lively, most entitled, snobbiest, and rudest person to deal with. Through tantrums. That was, she was number one on the list. Number two, Dr. Phil. He has a no eye contact rule. You can't look at him. One of the nastiest, most self-absorbed people. Scarlett Johansson, very high maintenance, demanding things left and right. Ben Stiller and John Cusack tied at number four. Very entitled, exactly what you might expect from them. Russell Crowe, super arrogant, self-important. He seems like he's an arrogant guy. At least those are the roles he played. Now, also on the list, number six on down, Chris Pine, Michael Cera, Tyra Banks, James Corden, and Steven Seagal. I can't mention what they said about Steven Seagal, not on the radio at least. I heard some things about him. I wonder what they're saying about the rest of us. You know, what do people say behind your back, you know, where you work? I'll say, gee, that John is just awful. That Don, what a slob. I get into that studio every day, and it's like a pigsty. Who knows what they're saying? That Don is so entitled. Who knows what they're saying about us? It's 6:49, WRGN Local News, Timeless Hits. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 80. Right now, it's a little overcast, 60 here at Radio Park.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help, serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Scene Mayor Corey Mason coming into the next hour right here at WRJN. But first, Cracklin' Rosie.
Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here
say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right. Cause we got all night to set the world. A dream, but don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night to set the world.